This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have begun face-to-face talks in Istanbul aimed at ending the five-week-old conflict in Ukraine. Ahead of the talks Tuesday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan called for an immediate ceasefire, saying the onus is on both sides in stopping this tragedy. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details on the talks.
Ahead of the talks in Turkey's Istanbul, the Ukrainian president said his country is prepared to declare its neutrality, as Moscow has demanded, in comments that might lend momentum to negotiations. Volodymyr Zelensky says that compromise might be possible over the complex issue of Donbass, the hotly contested region in the country's east. From its side, Russia has long demanded that Ukraine drop any hope of joining NATO, which Moscow sees as a threat. Zelensky, too, has stressed Ukraine needs security guarantees of its own as part of any deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In further comments about the talks Monday on national television, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said the minimum program will be a humanitarian questions and the maximum program is reaching an agreement on a ceasefire. But just as the talks were getting underway, a Russian airstrike destroyed a government building in the port city of Mykolaiv. Governor Vitaly Kim there says several people are trapped in the rubble. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. defense official has told reporters Ukrainian troops have retaken the town of Troznets, located near the northeastern city of Sumy, while Zelensky said in his Monday night speech that Ukrainian troops have liberated Irpin, a suburb of Kyiv. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol voted late Monday to hold two aides for former U.S. President Donald Trump in contempt of Congress. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
On this vote, there are nine ayes and zero noes.
The House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol voted Monday night to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson.
Generally speaking, executive privilege doesn't belong to just any White House official. It belongs to the president.
Representative Liz Cheney, the ranking Republican, noted what federal judge David Carter had said hours earlier in California.
If the country does not commit to investigating and pursuing accountability for those responsible, the court fears January 6th will repeat itself.
The committee now plans to reach out to Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, about her reported text messages with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the day of the attack. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korea's military said Tuesday North Korea's long-range launch last week likely involved a missile it had previously launched in 2017, not the new type of intercontinental ballistic missile North Korea claims to have fired. A South Korean military spokesman told VOA the missile used in the March 24 test was likely a modified version of a Hwasong-15 ICBM, not the larger Hwasong-17 ICBM. Even if North Korea tested the smaller missile, it still may represent a technological improvement. Japanese and South Korean officials said the missile traveled further and went higher than any of North Korea's previous ICBM launches. North Korea state television last week released theatrical footage of leader Kim Jong-un personally directing what it claimed was the latest launch. The video included a slow-motion clips and flashy edits of Kim, who wore a black leather jacket and sunglasses. The Honduras Supreme Court has formally approved the extradition of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez to the United States to stand trial on illicit drug trafficking charges. A spokesman for the country's highest court said Monday the full 15-member court rejected Hernandez's full appeal to avoid extradition. Hernandez was arrested in February at his home in the capital, Tegucigalpa, and escorted by police in shackles and a bulletproof vest. The extradition request charges that since 2004, Hernandez took in millions of dollars in bribes to allow tons of cocaine from Venezuela and Colombia to travel through Honduras on its way to the United States. Repeating this hour's top story, Russian-Ukrainian negotiators have begun face-to-face talks in Istanbul aimed at ending the five-week-old conflict in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.